And Abraham hastened into the tent unto Sarah, and said, Make ready quickly 3 measures of fine meal, knead it, and make cakes upon the hearth. And when Joseph saw Benjamin with them, he said to the ruler of his house, Bring these men home, and slay, and make ready, for these men shall dine with me at noon. And they made ready the present against Joseph came at noon, for they heard that they should eat bread there. And they came into the land of Goshen. And Joseph made ready his chariot, and went up to meet Israel his father to Goshen, and presented himself unto him. And he fell on his neck, and wept on his neck a good while. And he made ready his chariot, and took his people with him. And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, What shall I do unto this people? They be almost ready to stone me. Ready against the third day. For the third day the Lord will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai. And he said unto the people, Be ready against the third day, come not at your wives. And be ready in the morning, and come up in the morning unto Mount Sinai, and present thyself there to me in the top of the mount. But we ourselves will go ready armed before the children of Israel, until we have brought them unto their place, and our little ones shall dwell in the fenced cities because of the inhabitants of the land. Then he answered and said unto me, We have sinned against the Lord, we will go up and fight, according to all that the Lord our God commanded us. And when ye had girded on every man his weapons of war, ye were ready to go up into the hill. And thou shalt speak and say before the Lord thy God, A Syrian ready to perish was my father, and he went down into Egypt, and sojourned there with a few, and became there a nation great, mighty, and populous. And he commanded them, saying, Behold, ye shall lie in wait against the city, even behind the city. Go not very far from the city, but be ye all ready. And Gideon went in, and made ready a kid and unleavened cakes of an ephah of flour. The flesh he put in a basket, and he put the broth in a pot, and brought it out unto him under the oak, and presented it. And Manoah said unto the angel of the Lord, I pray thee, let us detain thee until we shall have made ready a kid for thee. Then Abigail made haste, and took 200 loaves, and 2 bottles of wine, and 5 sheep ready dressed, and 5 measures of parched corn, and 100 clusters of raisins, and 200 cakes of figs, and laid them on asses. And the king's servant said unto the king, Behold, thy servants are ready to do whatsoever my lord the king shall appoint. Then said Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok, yet again to Joab, But, howsoever, let me, I pray thee, also run after Cushai. And Joab said, Wherefore wilt thou run, my son, seeing that thou hast no tidings ready? And the house, when it was in building, was built of stone made ready before it was brought thither. So that there was neither hammer, nor axe, nor any tool of iron heard in the house while it was in building. And Joram said, Make ready. And his chariot was made ready. And Joram king of Israel and Ahaziah king of Judah went out, each in his chariot, and they went out against Jehu, and met him in the portion of Naboth the Jezreelite. And these are the numbers of the bands that were ready armed to the war, and came to David to Hebron to turn the kingdom of Saul to him, according to the word of the Lord. The children of Judah that bare shield and spear were 6,800, ready armed to the war. Then David the king stood up upon his feet and said, Hear me, my brethren and my people. As for me, I had in mine heart to build an house of the rest for the ark of the covenant of the Lord, and for the footstool of our God, and had made ready for the building. And next him was Jehozabad, and with him 180,000, ready prepared for the war. And afterward they made ready for themselves, and for the priests, because the priests, the sons of Aaron, were busied in offering of burnt offerings and the fat until night. Therefore the Levites prepared for themselves, and for the priests, the sons of Aaron. This Ezra went up from Babylon, and he was a ready scribe in the law of Moses, which the Lord God of Israel had given. And the king granted him all his requests according to the hand of the Lord his God upon him, and refused to obey, neither were mindful of thy wonders that thou didst among them, but hardened their necks, and in their rebellion appointed a captain to return to their bondage. But thou art a God ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and forsookest them not. A copy of the writing for a commandment to be given in every province was published unto all people, that they should be ready against that day. The copy of the writing for a commandment to be given in every province was published unto all people, and that the Jews should be ready against that day to avenge themselves on their enemies. Let them curse it that curse today, who are ready to raise up their mourning. He that is ready to slip with his feet is as a lamp despised in the thought of him that is at ease. He wandereth abroad for bread, saying, Where is it? He knoweth that the day of darkness is ready at his hand. Trouble and anguish shall make him afraid. They shall prevail against him as a king ready to the battle. And he dwelleth in desolate cities and in houses which no man inhabiteth, which are ready to become heaps. My breath is corrupt, my days are extinct, the graves are ready for me. His strength shall be hunger-bitten, and destruction shall be ready at his side. The blessing of him that was ready to perish came upon me, and I caused the widow's heart to sing for joy. Behold, my belly is as wine which hath no vent. It is ready to burst like new bottles. If he turn not, he will whet his sword. He hath bent his bow and made it ready. For lo, the wicked bend their bow, they make ready their arrow upon the string, that they may privily shoot at the upright in heart. Therefore shalt thou make them turn their back, when thou shalt make ready thine arrows upon thy strings against the face of them. For I am ready to halt, and my sorrow is continually before me. To the chief musician upon Shoshanim, for the sons of Korah, Maskil, a song of loves. My heart is inditing a good matter. I speak of the things which I have made touching the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. I am afflicted and ready to die from my youth up. While I suffer thy terrors, I am distracted. If thou forbear to deliver them that are drawn unto death, and those that are ready to be slain, give strong drink unto him that is ready to perish, and wine unto those that be of heavy hearts. Keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools, for they consider not that they do evil. And it shall come to pass in that day that the great trumpet shall be blown, and they shall come which are ready to perish in the land of Assyria, and the outcast in the land of Egypt, and shall worship the Lord in the holy mount at Jerusalem. Therefore this iniquity shall be to you as a breach ready to fall, swelling out in a high wall, whose breaking cometh suddenly at an instant. The heart also of the rash shall understand knowledge, and the tongue of the stammerers shall be ready to speak plainly. The Lord was ready to save me. Therefore we will sing my songs to the stringed instruments all the days of our life in the house of the Lord. So the carpenter encouraged the goldsmith, and he that smootheth with the hammer, him that smote the anvil, saying, It is ready for the soldering. And he fastened it with nails, that it should not be moved. And forgettest the Lord thy Maker, that hast stretched forth the heavens, and laid the foundations of the earth, and hast feared continually every day because of the fury of the oppressor, as if he were ready to destroy. And where is the fury of the oppressor? They have blown the trumpet even to make all ready, but none goeth to the battle, for my wrath is upon all the multitude thereof. Now if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made, well. But if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? For they have made ready their heart like an oven, whilst they lie in wait. Their baker sleepeth all the night. In the morning it burneth as a flaming fire. Again he sent forth other servants, saying, Tell them which are bidden, Behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage. Then saith he to his servants, The wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not the Son of Man cometh. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. And the disciples did as Jesus had appointed them, and they made ready the Passover. and he will show you a large upper room furnished and prepared. There make ready for us." And his disciples went forth and came into the city, and found as he had said unto them, and they made ready the Passover. Watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. And a certain centurion's servant who was dear unto him was sick and ready to die, and sent messengers before his face. And they went and entered into a village of the Samaritans to make ready for him. Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when ye think not. And sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, Come, for all things are now ready. And will not rather say unto him, Make ready wherewith I may sup, and gird thyself, and serve me, till I have eaten and drunken, and afterward thou shalt eat and drink. And he shall show you a large upper room furnished. There make ready. And they went and found as he had said unto them, and they made ready the Passover. And he said unto him, Lord, I am ready to go with thee both into prison and to death. Then Jesus said unto them, My time is not yet come, but your time is always ready. And he became very hungry and would have eaten. But while they made ready, he fell into a trance and saw him. And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech until midnight. Then Paul answered, What mean ye to weep and to break mine heart? For I am ready not to be bound only, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus. Now therefore ye, with the council, signify to the chief captain that he bring him down unto you tomorrow, as though ye would inquire something more perfectly concerning him. And we, or ever he come near, are ready to kill him. But do not thou yield unto them, for there lie in wait for him of them more than 40 men, which have bound themselves with an oath that they will neither eat nor drink till they have killed him. And now are they ready, looking for a promise from thee. And he called unto him 2 centurions, saying, Make ready 200 soldiers to go to Caesarea, and horsemen 70, and spearmen 200, at the third hour of the night. And so, as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. And not that only, but who was also chosen of the churches to travel with us with this grace, which is administered by us to the glory of the same Lord, and declaration of your ready mind. For I know the forwardness of your mind, for which I boast of you to them of Macedonia, that Achaia was ready a year ago, and your zeal hath provoked very many. Yet have I sent the brethren, lest our boasting of you should be in vain in this behalf, that, as I said, ye may be ready. Therefore I thought it necessary to exhort the brethren, that they would go before unto you, and make up beforehand your bounty, whereof ye had noticed before, that the same might be ready, as a matter of bounty, and not as of covetousness. Preach the gospel in the regions beyond you, and not to boast in another man's line of things made ready to our hand. Behold, the third time I am ready to come to you, and I will not be burdensome to you, for I seek not yours, but you. For the children ought not to lay up for the parents, but the parents for the children, that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. Put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work. In that he saith, A new covenant, he hath made the first old. Now that which decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear, who shall give account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, Be watchful and strengthen the things that which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready.